Hey, Crescent Fresh, y'all. It's Friday, May 5th, 2006. I'm Low Tech Mystic, and this is episode 109 of Today with the Techie, and we'll be discussing recording interviews with multiple participants. With the advent of podcasting, it seems that audio recording has become all the rage. It seems everybody has to put out their own podcast or recording or whatever they want to do, and this is awesome. And at some point, regardless of who you are or where you are, there comes a point where you want to bring more people into your show, or maybe you want to do an interview, or whatever it is. The internet is all about reaching out and communication. And at some point, this will evolve on an audio recording, and you want to get more people involved on your recording. So today, we're going to discuss an easy method for getting people into your audio conversation, an easy way to record it and get it all down. So here we go. We're going to use a client called Gizmo, which is G-I-Z-M-O. The official Gizmo website is www.gizmoproject.com. That's spelled G-I-Z-M-O-P-R-O-J-E-C-T.com. And what the Gizmo client is it's a VoIP / instant messaging client. But it's definitely more of a VoIP client than it is instant messaging. There are a lot of cool features involved in the Gizmo client, and I want to make a lot of effort to make sure this doesn't turn into like a Gizmo advertisement or something. I don't use it a whole lot, but it is a neat little application, and there are a lot of neat uses for it. It's got a lot of cool things going for it. First off, it's for the basic features, it's free. You can download this from the website, and without paying any money, you can get up and running. And everything that I'll be discussing in this episode of TWAT will be free. So all you have to do is download this client and go. You don't have to pay the Gizmo Project any money to use any of the services I'll be talking about in this. So another cool aspect that this thing has going for it is that it's cross-platform. You can use this on Windows, you can use this on Mac, you can use this on Linux. So this is awesome. You can be sitting at home on your awesome Linux box, and then you can have Grandma download the Gizmo client on her fucking Windows XP box, and you can talk. It doesn't really matter. So that's another nice feature going for it. The third feature that we really like going for this right now is the fact that you can record any phone conversation that you make. So anytime you dial out, if you call another person who's got the Gizmo client installed on their PC, all you need to do is press a little record button that's located on the Gizmo client, and boom, you've recorded your whole phone conversation. Very nice. And then the next feature that we really like, especially for this episode, is that it offers a free conference calling service. Now, the conference is a little limited. You're limited to 10 people at one time on the conference. But one of the really cool things about this conference is not only can you have up to 10 people who all have the Gizmo client in a conference call at one time and talking. When you set up your conference, they also give you a telephone number so that someone that does not have the Gizmo client installed on their computer can go to a regular phone and dial this number from a regular phone and get into the conference call. Now, this is a really nice feature, because then you can have Grandpa, who doesn't even have a freaking computer, it just has a telephone, and you can have Grandpa dial in this phone number, access the conference, and then boom, you've got the whole family in on the conversation. You've got Grandma on the Windows box, you've got Grandpa on the telephone, and you've got you on your lead-ass Linux box. And then there you are, all in one phone conversation. And then with the flick of a button, you can record for prosperity and enjoy your conversation with Grandma and Grandpa at any time.
Whoa. Now there's a lot of different angles that you can go with and take on recording your interviews and multiple participant conversations. And I'm going to briefly glance over different methods that I've used previously in recording multiple conversations and interviews using the Gizmo Project, and also using my cell phone. The most obvious method, of course, is you could have everyone just have the Gizmo client itself. Everyone dial into the conference, somebody press record, and boom. In fact, everybody in the conference could in theory record and have their own personal copy of the phone conference, which is would be a nice little feature. We all love redundancy. Another method, which I personally like to use, is I load the Gizmo client on my computer. I dial into the conference with the client, and then just use the client to record. And then I dial into the conference with my cell phone, and then I talk into the conference with my cell phone. And thus I save a little bit of bandwidth and a little bit of processor usage on my computer. Just because I'm paranoid that I may bog down my system a little bit with too much stuff going on. So this way I avoid any little possible side effects of clipping or any other weird audio anomalies. Because as we know, conferences can already sometimes be rough enough. You get multiple people in on one conversation. You've got multiple different backgrounds with multiple background sounds. It's already easily distorted. So not to mention you've got people with different quality microphones. And there's a lot of circumstances that you can't necessarily control. So this gives you at least one possibility of sound distortion that you can control. So this is why I like to employ this method. Also, this method gives you a little bit of flexibility. You can have your other participants either use the Gizmo client itself to call into the conference. They could dial in through a regular telephone line and dial into the conference. Or what I liked and which has been helpful for me, because A, not everybody has access to a computer. Or they may have access to a computer, but not high-speed internet, which is required in the VoIP. So, not everybody has a telephone that has long-distance capabilities. You can have people dial into the conference using the Gizmo client, using a regular telephone, but sometimes you run across a situation where somebody may have a computer, but they don't have high-speed internet, which is required in the VoIP process. You may have someone who has a telephone, but doesn't have long-distance capabilities, or may have a cell phone with very limited minutes, so you can't necessarily waste all your minutes yakking on some kind of silly phone conference. So, this brings us to the next step, which is it would require at least one person having a cell phone or a telephone with long distance capabilities and three-way dialing, which I luckily, with my cell phone, I have free nights and weekends, and I have free three-way dialing. So I can record a conference during the free nights and weekends period of time, so that my calls don't cost me anything. I'm not wasting my minutes. And then I can call somebody anywhere, as long as they're at a telephone, even if it's a payphone. As long as that payphone will accept incoming calls, boom, we've got a conference set up. And with the flick of a switch, I've got it recorded. And with a little bit of audio editing, I've got a show. So I want everybody out there to go check out the Gizmo client at
gizmoproject.com. Check it out. There's a lot of features. There's a lot of stuff going on with this client. There's a lot more that you can do than just this conferencing thing. Just for us interested in audio, this is a nice little feature that we could all take advantage of. It's a nice, low-key, free, let me stress, free method for recording a multiple participant phone conversation or interview. Like I said, this covers a lot of bases. This covers the people that have the computer with the high-speed internet, the people that don't, that just have a phone. They'll say, you know, like, majority of us, our age bracket, we've all got cell phones, and we've got all got free long distance, and we've all got free nights and weekends. Most of us. But some of us don't. And those of us that don't, we can always get to a pay phone where somebody can call us. So all it takes really is a little bit of creativity and some of these nice little applications that the community has put out there. And we can really do a lot. So the next time you guys out there in audio land, think about doing a little audio recording, whether it's for TWAT or your own show or just for fun. Think about this idea and give it a try, and I think you'll be surprised how well it may work for you. So I'd like to thank everybody listening to episode 109 of TWAT Radio with your rambling idiot host, Low Tech Mystic. And I'd like to remind everybody that today is Cinco de Mayo, which basically means we need to go out and get some beer and enjoy Friday. So, woo! Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Happy Friday. Shouts to Petrillo, my main man, for helping me pick out this awesome background music and this closing music. So let's go ahead and fire up this closing music and enjoy your weekend.
Salieron de San Isidro, procedentes de Tijuana, traían la llanta del carro, repletas de hierba mala, eran Emilio Varela. Y Camelia, la tejana.
Camelia.